When we think about digital media and how technology can impact literacy achievement in our classrooms today, I immediately think about the social aspect of technology. So as our learning environments evolve, digital media and technology continue to have a profound impact on our students' learning experiences. Our students are constantly utilizing various tools for recreational purposes, and they use these tools with ease. But our goal is to harness the power of technology to enhance their engagement, enrich their literacy experiences, and cultivate an excitement related to reading, writing, and speaking. In my past experiences as an educator, most students embrace technology for their social communication needs, whether it's Snapchat or Instagram, or other social networking sites. Students are highly proficient with these tools, and our challenge is utilizing their knowledge to foster a connection with purposeful activities that require students to move beyond the social aspect of technology. I first believe that we must leverage their funds of knowledge as it relates to digital media and technology. We can empower our learners and connect them in meaningful ways through tools that they utilize every single day. These are digital natives, and they're eager to share their experience with others. These digital tools that they are utilizing have the power, or the potential, I should say, to transform their prior knowledge to application and give students more confidence that's needed when they need to address more complex literacy tasks in the classroom. So, for example, Snapchat. According to recent data, Snapchat is the most popular social media platform amongst teenagers. So after a teacher carefully reviews the school policy and set some very clear expectations, I believe that this tool could be utilized to facilitate engagement prior to a class discussion by asking an essential question. Students can record themselves, and the beauty of Snapchat is that they can record and re-record and record some more. And what they're doing, they're constantly processing their thoughts, and this allows them to present an idea or their perspective in a very concise manner beforehand. And it shows them how they can shift their thinking when they are required to speak about a particular topic, whether it's a foreign topic or whether it's a topic that they're well versed in. I also believe that students can use various tools to communicate locally, nationally, and globally with their peers. There are many tools that allow our learners to collaborate and connect with individuals either in the same classroom or on another continent. The ability to communicate in unique ways increases their awareness, and it serves as a vehicle for our students so they can engage in those conversations and, again, their own mental processing. We all learn through thoughtful discussions, and it really molds our thinking. Conversations have the power to pull students into a lesson and make it very personal. Individual comprehension depends heavily on personal knowledge and experiences, which can be significantly enhanced through conversations or academic discussions. EPALS is just one example of a tool that a teacher can utilize to enhance academic discussions or to make those discussions more rich in the classroom. I truly believe that digital media and technology has the power to help our students see the world through a more global lens and become more aware of the issues related to justice, equity, and cultural differences around them.